Thank you very much, first of all, for inviting me here to this very auspicious Brahmotsava of Gaur Nithai. Both Gaur Nithai. Both Brahmotsavas or just one paired Brahmotsava? One of yours, okay. On Magh Nakshatra. This is Magh Nakshatra today. Actually, I think right now it's almost, I think it might be. So, Vedic culture, Krishna's Vedic culture is very broad.
Veda Sanskriti is very broad.
It is all encompassing, it's meant for everybody. No matter which level you're at. Because it's a multi-lifetime process. As Krishna says in the 7th chapter, I believe, Bahu janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudevam saramiti samahatman sudurlabha. I'll translate that. Bahu janmanam ante. At the conclusion of many lifetimes, that person who has achieved knowledge, Vasudevam Sarvamiti, he understands that Vasudev, Krishna, he is everything. But not in the Mayavadi way. Not that way. And Samahatmasaro Sudurlabha, such a great person who understands this, such a person who understands this is very rare. The point being that it takes a long time, many lifetimes. These are, because it's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that this living entity is going from one Brahmanda to the next Brahmanda. Kaunya Brahmanda Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadipai Bhakti Lata Bhija. That the living entity is wandering from one Brahmanda to the next Brahmanda. Then, by the mercy of Krishna, they find a guru. And that guru plants in their heart the Bhakti Lata, the seed of devotion.
Atma vandu Brahmandadinda innondu Brahmandakke prayana belasthane irutte koneyalli guru matte Krishna krupeyinda bhakti lata bija sigutte.
So a Brahmanda is a very long time. The duration of a Brahmanda in human years is very long.
Manushyana ondu jeevana ondu Brahmanda avadiyalli bahala bahala doddadadantadu kala.
The duration of one Brahmanda is 311 trillion and 40 billion years. It's a big number. Now, if the average human lifetime is 100, divide that by 100. That gives you 3.1 trillion human lifetimes. Everybody turn their phone off, please. Turn off your phone. You'll be paying a fine otherwise. So that's three. If the average human life is 100 years, that's 3.1 trillion human births. And we're going from one Brahmanda to the next Brahmanda. That's human lifetimes, where there's dog lifetimes, there's flea lifetimes, bird lifetimes. Lizards, so many different. There's 8,400,000 species of life, of which 8 million are not human. And we're going from one to the next, millions of Brahmandas. It's inconceivable.
ನಾವು ಕಲ್ಪನೆ ಮಾಡ್ಕೊಳ್ಳೋಕ್ಕಾಗಲ್ಲ ಎಷ್ಟು ಜೀವನಾವಧಿ ತಗೊಳ್ಳುತ್ತೆ ಒಂದು ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡದಿಂದ ಇನ್ನೊಂದು ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡಕ್ಕೆ ಹೋಗೋದಕ್ಕೆ.
ಸೊ ಹೂ Would you like to, your life has been so pleasant, you want to repeat your life again? Anybody here? You would want to take birth again? You might be too young. I'm talking about the father over here. Most people I've asked, rich, no matter how rich they were as an astrologer, I get to meet so many. Nobody, no matter how wealthy they are, I even did the horoscope with the Prime Minister of India. He was complaining like anything about his life. He was the Prime Minister of India. Maybe children think it's okay.
because
children are foolish. In the Shastra it says only the fools and the enlightened and the self-realized persons are happy. Everybody else is unhappy.
Shastra right?
Because it's just a struggle, such a struggle. Everything is a struggle. It's like the whole body, every little thing is a struggle. You have to get up, you have to do this. And as you know, when you're kids, everybody's doing it by miracles. When you're a child, miraculously everything happens. Your food is made, your bed is made, your clothes are washed by some miracle. But when you get older, you find out that it wasn't a miracle, that somebody was doing it all for you. Right? So life is a struggle. So that's why nobody really wants, you ask anybody, no matter how rich, no matter how famous, no matter how beautiful, no matter what, when you ask them that question, you ask them the question, if up to this point, would you like to repeat your life? And nobody has answered yes to me yet. And you might see some people, you might be envious. They have some, they're driving by in a Mercedes Benz, or they have this, or they have that. And I can assure you that they're not happy. They also have worries, they're also struggling. Just like you are. So you shouldn't have any doubt about that. So Krishna has set up, you know, in Krishna's civilization. Krishna has his own civilization. So in Krishna's civilization, he has set up a system, the Vedic culture, in which no matter where you are at, if you just follow that, gradually, life after life, birth after birth, you become purified. You rise higher and higher.
Krishna ondu nagarikate namage kottidane. Neevu ee nagarikate neevu yava antadalli idrenu paravagilla. Neevu anta antavagi neevu mele barabodu.
Even somebody might be a demigod, which they may be worshipping Ganesh, they may be worshipping Shiva, they may be worshipping Nagas, you know, Bhagavati, so many. Kartikeya, Ayappa, whatever, there are so many. But in all of those, they will, any one of them will come and they will take, they will do, pay obeisances to Lord Vishnu. They always must say Om. In every Vedic mantra, there is Pranava mantra. It's set up in such a way, Krishna set up in such a way that eventually people get at birth after, but they get attracted, they get pushed towards Krishna. And even taking highest birth according to Vedic culture would be, from the material sense, would be as a Brahmin.
Veda samskrutiyalli ಅತ್ಯಂತ ಶ್ರೇಷ್ಠ ಜನನ ಏನು ಅಂತಂದ್ರೆ ಒಬ್ಬ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣನಾಗಿ ಹುಟ್ಟುವಂಥದ್ದು.
ಬಟ್ ಈವನ್ ಎಸ್ ಅ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಒನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಾ ಜನ್ಮ ಜಾಯತೆ ಶೂದ್ರ samskarat bhavet dvija, veda bhavet patet vipra, brahmana janiti iti brahmana, that everyone is born a shudra. By samskar, one becomes a dvija. By study of the shastra, one becomes a vipra. And one who understands Brahman becomes a brahmana. But in this transcendental level, there's three stages also. There's just Brahma Gyan, Paramatma, and personal form, Bhagavan. In the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it explains the three levels of realization. So, above this Varnashram system, there is Pancharatric system. Above, or as a conclusion, a further progression in the Varnashram system is the Pancharatric system. Actually, the Pancharatric system is from the Vedas, it's from mentioned in the Chandogya Upanishad. Chandogya Upanishad. Where it mentions those who are ekatmas, those who are just focusing on the one person. So, in the Pancharatric system, everybody. Yes, outside phone. Right? Okay. In the Vedic system, in the what we would call the Vedic system, because Pancharatra is a you could say higher, like a postgraduate degree of the Vedic system. It is for realization of Bhagavan. So, for realization of Bhagavan, like the Maya bodies, they have this. There's of course Brahma bodies and there's Maya bodies. There's two differences. A difference in the. In that the Brahma bodies, they understand the impersonal aspect of God, whereas the Maya bodies think that there is no God and everything is just impersonal. The Brahma bodies can make a natural progression. But you don't hear about too many of them doing that. You only hear maybe about the Chatur Kumars and that's about it. Not too many after that. But the important thing is the Pancharatric system. So we have to, as Krishna explains in various stages, places in the Bhagavad Gita and all through the Shastras, the need to surrender. As it's explained by Prahlad Maharaj to Hiranyakashipu, the seven types of devotional service, which are Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Vandasyam, Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam. The eight. It should be a Sakya because we missed one here. Okay, there's nine. But the last one is Atma Nivedanam, of offering yourself. We missed one. Where was that? We know that they're all there. Nine of them. So, Atma Nivedanam, offering yourself, complete self surrender. Right? So, you could say that Pancharatra. The Pancharatri Vidhi is the process of complete surrender.
Pancharatrika Vidhi,
In Pancharatra, there is what is known as the Pancha Samskara. That unless, for example, in any Vaishnava temple, in many Vaishnava temples, they have Brahmins who are worshipping, right? But just because you are a Brahmin, you cannot worship in that temple. You have to have undergone Pancha Samskar first. Only then can you worship the deity of Vishnu. Because that means you have now surrendered yourself to God, to Krishna. Complete sharanagati, complete surrender.
Absolutely.
So the Pancha Samskar consists of Dasya Nam, Urdhva Pundra, Tapan, Mantra, and Yagga. I guess you don't have to find it. Okay, so, in all Vaishnava Sampradayas, this is what, after taking this, you become a Vaishnava. But in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, under Bhakti Siddhanta, he divided, for his own reason, which I'm not sure what that reason was, but he divided the Pancha Samskaras into two parts. In the first initiation, there's Dasyanam. Everybody knows what that. That means you get Harinam, right? You get named after as a servant of Hari, Hari Dasa, you know, Janardhan Das. And it's Tapan. In other sampradayas, you get burned. Shankha Chakra, Muddha Dharana. You get the iron, the symbols of the Lord, they get burned onto your body. And then there's Urdhva Pundra. That's in the first, and then the mantra. Okay, Yaga is you get the murti of the Lord, Sri Murti. And mantra is the mantra is required for worshipping the murti. So this represents complete surrender. Why does it represent surrender? Urdhva Pundra means you have the footprint of your master on your head.
Urdhva Pundra antandre namma gurugala ondu pada padma namma hane mele irutte.
In our sampradaya, we don't do Shankha Chakra Mudra Dharana. We put like this the name Jai Shri Radha or Shri Krishna on our body. So how if there's an animal and you want to know who is the owner, then the owner, like a cow, they take a hot iron and they brand the name of the owner on the animal. Or if there's two dogs walking down the street, how can you tell somebody owns one dog and somebody doesn't own the other dog? Because the one dog has got a collar on him. So tapan means we have the name of our owner on our body. So we have his footprint on our head and the owner's name is on us. That's getting pretty surrendered, right? Then, Dasya Nam.
Dasya Nam antandre.
Yeah. We are actually the word dasya doesn't mean servant.
Dasya antandre neevu sevaka anta.
No, it means slave. It means slave. It doesn't mean servant. Slave. Oh. I'll give you an explanation. Hanuman, one time, he was saying, I am not the servant of Ram. A servant, when his job is finished, they go. It's like when your servant comes and sweeps the floor, then she goes and she does whatever she wants. So Hanuman says, I am not the servant of Ram. I am the slave of Ram. I have no independence. So now we have the footprint of the owner on your head. You have his name branded into your skin or written on your skin, depending on which sampradaya. And you are called the slave of that person. That's getting to be surrender, isn't it? And now, then, not only that, now he also were given the murti of the owner. He is the owner. He owns us. We're giving his murti, and then how to worship that murti. That requires surrender. That if you went around somewhere, you know, and you had, you know, the name Tatas branded on your head, you know, and you call now you wouldn't want to do that with Mr. Tata or this or, you know, Reliance or all these people. That, you know, that requires, but to God you can surrender. If anybody else was like that, they'd be owned. It would be considered degradation. But when you fully surrender to Krishna, then that is emancipation. That is moksha. When you realize the significance of what it means, it actually means the surrender of the soul to God. Because if anybody else went around, you know, like in China, they used to slaves, it would be branded on their face that this person was a slave. You could tell this is a slave, he belongs to somebody. Any animal is branded, they belong to somebody. So that means we are not independent. We belong to somebody. That's what we. But unlike in other situations where slaves are captured against their will, right? Like in warfare, the conquered party, they'd be taken. Like when the Muslims came, they kill all the men, take all the women and children as slaves. What's different with Krishna is that he doesn't force anybody.
ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಏನು ವಿಶೇಷ ಅಂತಂದ್ರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಯಾರನ್ನು ಬಲವಂತ ಮಾಡೋದಿಲ್ಲ. ಬೇರೆ ಬೇರೆ ಸಂದರ್ಭಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ನೀವು ಗೊತ್ತಿರ್ಬೋದು, ಜನಗಳನ್ನ ಬಂದು ಎತ್ಕೊಂಡೋಗಿ ಬಲವಂತದಿಂದ ಅವ್ರನ್ನ ಗುಲಾಮರಾಗಿ ಮಾಡ್ಕೋತಿದ್ರು. ಮಾಡ್ಕೊಂಡು ಅವರ ದೇಹದ ಮೇಲೆ ಈತ ನನ್ನ ಗುಲಾಮ ಅಂತೇಳಿ ದೇಹದ ಮೇಲೆ ಚಿಹ್ನೆ ಹಾಕ್ತಿದ್ರು.
ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ,
ನೀವು ಅದನ್ನ ಬಯಸಬೇಕು, ನೀವು ನಾನು ದಾಸನಾಗ್ತೀನಿ ಅಂತೇಳಿ.
ಲೈಕ್ ಮನು ಸೇಸ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ವಿಮೆನ್, because you cannot force a woman, you know, to obey. She has to want to be protected. You can only protect a woman who wants to be protected. If she doesn't want to be protected, then like that, it has to be completely voluntary.
Manu heltare stri tanakane bayisukobekante nanu sharanagi rakshaneyalli irbeku antheli.
Not that by force the husband does. A woman has to want to be protected by the husband, not a forced on thing. Crown fell on. So the whole process in all the four sampradayas, Pancharatrika Marga is important. ಏನ್
ನಾಲ್ಕು ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಪಂಚರಾತ್ರಿ ವಿಧಿ ಬಹಳ ಮುಖ್ಯವಾದದ್ದು.
Bhakti Siddhanta has pointed out that in the Sri Sampradaya and in the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, which would be called the Vallabhas, that the Pancharatrik Marg is the most important. They focus on that.
Sri Sampradaya matu Vishnu Swami Sampradaya dalli Pancharatrika vidhi bagge bahala gamana kodtare idralli.
Whereas in the Madhva Sampradaya and in the Bhaka Sampradaya, they are following Bhagavat Marg.
Madhva matte Nimbarka Sampradayadalli Bhagavat Margavanna nadestare.
But in all four they do both. The Ramanuja and Vishnu Swami. Bhagavat Marg means kirtan.
Bhagavat Marga ide. Sri Sampradayadalli Bhagavat Marga enu antandre kirtan madantadu.
Yeah, so in Madhva Sampradaya we have famous the Haridasas, you know, like Purandara Das, Kanaka Das, so many that they were doing kirtan, isn't it?
Madhva Sampradayadalli neevu nodirbodu kirtan madanta dasaru Purandara Dasaru Kanaka Dasaru ellaru idare.
And so specifically in the Gaudiya Sampradaya we are very much in Bhagavat Marg doing kirtan.
Gaudiya Sampradayadalli naavu mukhyavagi Bhagavat Margavanna naavu anusarisuttevi.
Cuz kirtan, if you're always singing about your master, is the same thing. It's like, who are we singing about? We're not singing about ourselves, we're singing about Krishna, our Lord.
Bhagavat vidhi kirtanadalli namma malikana bagge naavu kirtane martivi, avan bagge hogalutivi.
But also in the Madhva and Nimbarka Sampradaya, there's also follow Pancharatri. It's required. Both are required.
Madhva matte Nimbarka Charya Sampradayadallu kuda pancharatrika vidhiyanna palistare. Adu beka avashyakavagide.
It's easier, it's nicer to do kirtan if there's nice murtis.
Olle Sri Vigraha idre kirtan madodakke tumba anukulavagide.
So one of the things about the Pancharatra is that it is training us. The whole thing about Pancharatra, it is training us how to deal with Krishna as a person.
Pancharatra vidhiyalli mukhyavagi enu antandre namanna Bhagavan Krishna ಒಬ್ಬ ಭಗವಾನ್ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿ ಅಂತೇಳಿ ನಮಗೆ ತಯಾರಿ ಮಾಡ್ಕೊಳಕ ತರಬೇತಿ ಕೊಡಲಾಗುತ್ತೆ.
ಹೌ ಟು ಡೀಲ್ ವಿತ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ.
ಒಬ್ಬ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಒಬ್ಬ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿ ಅಂತೇಳಿ ಆ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿ ಜೊತೆಗೆ ನಾವು ಹೇಗೆ ಸಂಬಂಧ ಬೆಳೆಸ್ಕೋಬೇಕು, ಹೇಗೆ ನಡ್ಕೋಬೇಕು ಅಂತೇಳಿ ನಮಗೆ ತರಬೇತಿ ಕೊಡಲಾಗುತ್ತೆ. ಅದರಲ್ಲಿ
ಟು ಪ್ರಿಪೇರ್ ಅವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ವ್ಸ್ ಟು ಎಂಟರ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೊಸೈಟಿ.
ನಾವು ಕೃಷ್ಣನ ಒಂದು ಲೋಕಕ್ಕೆ ನಾವು ಹೇಗೆ ಪ್ರವೇಶ ಪಡಿಬೇಕು ಅಂತೇಳಿ ನಮಗೊಂದು ತರಬೇತಿ ತಯಾರಿ ಮಾಡಲಾಗುತ್ತೆ ಅದರಲ್ಲಿ.
So to worship the deity means you have to be very clean.
You Sri Vigrahanna puja madbeku antandre neevu tumba shuchiyagirbeku.
Because Krishna is the cleanest of the clean. Krishna is purest of the pure. He doesn't want somebody who's dirty around him.
Yake antandre Krishna shuchiyagirodralle atyanta shuchiyagirantavanu. Adanna suttamutta kolakagirantavaru yaru beda Krishnanige.
There are so many different rules and regulations to restrict ourselves to satisfy Krishna's likings.
Krishna ondu ichche prakara atana santrupti padisodakke ee shuchi ellanu bekagide.
Yeah, because Krishna to realize that Krishna is a person.
Krishna oba vyakti ante heli naavu tilkolodikkoskara ee ella vidhigalu idave.
For example, when we go into the pujari room, before we go into the pujari room, we should knock on the door.
ನಾವು ಪೂಜಾರಿಯ ಒಂದು ಕೋಣೆಗೆ ಹೋಗುವ ಮೊದಲು ನಾವು ಅದನ್ನ ಬಾಗಿಲನ್ನ ತಟ್ಟಿ ಒಳಗಡೆ ಪ್ರವೇಶ ಮಾಡಬೇಕಾಗುತ್ತೆ.
But if somebody is thinking, well, why should I knock on the door? Krishna is God, he's in my heart, he knows everything. Not even the blade of grass moves without Krishna's knowledge. Why should I knock on the door?
ನಾವು ಈಗ ಅನ್ಕೊಳ್ಳೋದಿಲ್ಲ, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಮ್ಮೆಲ್ಲರ ಹೃದಯದಲ್ಲೂ ಇದ್ದಾನೆ, ನನ್ನ ಹೃದಯದಲ್ಲೂ ಇದ್ದಾನೆ, ಕೃಷ್ಣನಿಗೆಲ್ಲ ಗೊತ್ತು, ನಾನು ಯಾಕೆ ಬಾಗಿಲನ್ನ ಬೆಳೆದು ತಟ್ಟಿ ಆಮೇಲೆ ಒಳಗಡೆ ಹೋಗಬೇಕು ಅಂತೇಳಿ.
Why? Because if Krishna came to your house, he'd knock on your door.
Krishna nimane bandre nimane bagalu tattalla Krishna.
Right? Krishna is he's a perfect gentleman. He would knock on your door, so we should also knock on his door.
Krishna tumba sabhya vyakti, nammane bandaga Krishna hege bagalanna bedadu olagade bartana, adhe riti naavu Krishna nimane hogbekadrenu naavu bagalanna bedadu olagade hogbeku.
Like, why should we offer anything to Krishna? He has everything belongs to him in the first place. Like my brother was saying to me, you know, like, who's in it? You know, why you have to offer anything to God, Krishna? He doesn't need these things. Why? That was his question to me.
Prabhuji avara anna obru kelidrante sohodara Krishnanige navu yakke samarpisbeku Krishna idanella en tintana nijavaglu ante heli avaru sohodara prashne kelidrante.
So my brother happens to love his son very much, so I said, so when your son was this little and he offered you some, you know, some card with his name scratched and everything like that, was it important to you? But, you know, or did you accept the affection, the love that your son expressed through that humble offering? So all these methodologies, all the different things which we do in Panchartavidhi, these are all help us to appreciate Krishna as a person. We feed him, we dress him, we learn, and actually we learn the culture that Krishna follows. All of these are all the things that Krishna does. If we knock on his door, because he'd knock on your door. If you came to his house, this is how he would treat you. You know, he'd offer, when Sudama Vipra came to his house, whether he just, you know, he offered him his throne. He began washing his feet. This is how Krishna treats people.
ನಾವು ಕೃಷ್ಣನ್ ಮನೆಗೆ ಹೋದಾಗ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಮ್ಮ ಮನೆಗೆ ಬಂದಾಗ ಹೇಗೆ ನಡ್ಕೋತಾನೆ ಅದೇ ರೀತಿ ನಾವು ಕೃಷ್ಣನ್ ಮನೆಗೆ ನಡ್ಕೋಬೇಕು. ಕೃಷ್ಣನ್ ಮನೆಗೆ ಹೋದಾಗ ನಾವು ಬಾಗಿಲು ಬಿಡದೆ ಹೇಗೆ ಒಳಗೆ ಹೋಗ್ತೇವೆ ಅದು ಎಲ್ಲನೂ ಬಹಳ ಮುಖ್ಯ. ಪ್ರಭುಜಿ ಒಂದು ಉದಾಹರಣೆ ಕೊಡ್ತಿದ್ದಾರೆ, ಸುಧಾಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣನ ಮನೆಗೆ ಬಂದಾಗ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹೇಗೆ ಸುಧಾಮನನ್ನ ಸ್ವಾಗತ ಮಾಡ್ದ, ಹೇಗೆ ಮನುಷ್ಯನ ಮೇಲೆ ಕೂರಿಸಿ ಸತ್ಕಾರ ಮಾಡ್ದ ಅಂತೇಳಿ ಪ್ರಭುಜಿ ಉದಾಹರಣೆ ಕೊಡ್ತಿದ್ದಾರೆ.
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್.
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಹಳ ಬಹಳ ಒಳ್ಳೆಯ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿ ಅಂತ ಪ್ರಭುಜಿ ಹೇಳ್ತಿದ್ದಾರೆ.
We just think he's God, but actually he's a very nice person. He's the nicest person.
Now devaru anta krishna nu telkotivi adre artha tumba olle vyakti
kuda. If you go to somebody's house and then they sit you down in the throne and their wife starts fanning you and he starts, you think, and this is how he treats all his guests, you think this is a very special person. He's so kind, he gives so many things to people, that you think this is a very special person. But this is how Krishna treats his friends, his devotees.
Krishna tanna bhaktarana hege satkara martare ante heli prabhuji avaru helidare. Krishna manege yaradru hodre ondu asanad mele koorisibittu gaadi bisi athanige bekadanta ellannu palaharagalannu kottu tumba chennagi satkara martane enta olle vyakti Krishna ante heli prabhuji.
But if we want to enter into Krishna's place, into Vrindavan, then we have to learn how to fit in. We have to learn how to behave in that society.
Now Krishna goloka vrindavanakke navu pravesha kodibeku antandre alli navu hege nadkobeku ant heli navu tilkolodu thumba avashyakate ide.
For example, if suppose you join the Infosys,
udaharanege neevu Infosys ondu company ge serkondre antu telkoli,
you'd have to learn the corporate culture of Infosys. They have a whole corporate culture, they have a whole protocols of how they do everything.
ನೀವು ಆ ಇನ್ಫೋಸಿಸ್ ಕಂಪನಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ನಡ್ಕೋಬೇಕಾದಂತ ಒಂದು ನಡವಳಿಕೆಗಳಿದಾವೆ, ನೀವು ಫಸ್ಟ್ ತಿಳ್ಕೊಂಡು ಆಮೇಲೆ ಒಳಗಡೆ ಪ್ರವೇಶ ಪಡಿಬೇಕು.
If you don't show up at their company parties, then you're in trouble. they have their corporate parties where they, you know, if you don't show up, if you don't socialize properly, then you won't get any promotion.
ನೀವು ಆ ಕಂಪನಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಕೆಲಸ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇರಬೇಕಾದ್ರೆ ನೀವು ಸರಿಯಾಗಿ ನಿಮ್ಮ ನಡವಳಿಕೆ ಸರಿಯಾಗಿಲ್ಲದೆ ಇದ್ರೆ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಕಂಪನಿ ಒಳ್ಳೆ ಅಭಿಪ್ರಾಯ ಇರುವುದಿಲ್ಲ.
They have all their various protocols of how they do everything.
ಎಲ್ಲದಕ್ಕೂ ಒಂದು ವಿಧಿ ಇದೆ, ವಿಧಿ ಪ್ರಕಾರನೇ ನಡೆಯಬೇಕಾಗುತ್ತೆ.
That's the culture of Infosys, and every corporation has got its own culture.
ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಂದು ಕಾರ್ಪೊರೇಟ್ ಕಂಪನಿಯಲ್ಲೂ ಒಂದು ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತಿ ಇರುತ್ತೆ.
Or the military or the navy, they all have a certain way of living.
ಮಿಲಿಟರಿ, ನೇವಿ ಇವೆಲ್ಲದರಲ್ಲೂ ಒಂದು ಜೀವನ ಪದ್ಧತಿ ಇರುತ್ತೆ. ಅದನ್ನೆಲ್ಲರೂ ತಿಳ್ಕೊಂಡು ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಬರಬೇಕಾಗಿರುವಂತ ಅವಶ್ಯಕತೆ ಇದೆ.
And they actually train you so that you can fit in to the culture.
ನೀವು ಆ ರೀತಿ ಒಗ್ಗಿ ನಡಿಬೇಕು ಅಂತ ನಿಮಗೆ ಒಂದು ತರಬೇತಿಯನ್ನ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ನೀಡಲಾಗುತ್ತೆ ನಿಮಗೆ.
So it's the same thing with Krishna.
ಅದೇ ರೀತಿನೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣನು ಕೂಡ.
How we have to be trained to fit in.
ನಾವು ಅದರೊಳಗಡೆ ಹೇಗೆ ಪ್ರವೇಶ ಪಡೆದು ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಜೀವನ ಮಾಡಬೇಕು ಅಂತೇಳಿ ನಮ್ಗೆ ತರಬೇತಿ
ಕೊಡಲಾಗುತ್ತೆ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹಿ ವಾಷಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಹಿ ಈಟ್ಸ್, ಹಿ ಡಸ್ ಆಚಮನ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಹಿ ಈಟ್ಸ್.
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭೋಜನ ಸ್ವೀಕಾರ ಮಾಡಕ್ ಮೊದಲು ಅಶಮನ ಮಾಡಿದ್ದು ಆ ತರ ಸೇವನೆ ಮಾಡ್ತಾನೆ.
ಯು ಈಟ್ ವಿತ್ ವೆಟ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ವಿತ್ ಡ್ರೈ ಫೀಟ್.
ನೀವು ಮಲಗಬೇಕಾದ್ರೆ ನೀವು ಒಣ ಕಾಲಿನಿಂದ ನೀವು ನಿದ್ದೆ ಮಾಡ್ತೀರಾ ಅಥವಾ ತೇವ ಇರುವಂತಹ ಕಾಲಿಂದ ನಿದ್ದೆ ಮಾಡ್ತೀರಾ?
ಅಂಡ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಹಿ ಗೋಸ್ ಟು ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಹಿ ವಾಷಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಡ್ರೈಸ್ ದೆಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಗೋಸ್ ಟು ಬೆಡ್.
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ತನ್ನ ಕಾಲುಗಳನ್ನು ತೊಳ್ಕೊಂಡು ಆಮೇಲೆ ಒರೆಸಿಕೊಂಡು ನಿದ್ರೆ ಮಾಡೋದಕ್ಕೆ ಹೋಗ್ತಾನೆ.
And of course, that's why Srila Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, that before you can go back to Goloka Vrindavan, you have to take birth in Gokula Vrindavan.
ಇದಕ್ಕೋಸ್ಕರ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರು ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ, ನಾವು 10ನೇ ಅಧ್ಯಾಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದರು ಇದ್ರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ, ನಾವು ಗೋಲೋಕ ವೃಂದಾವನಕ್ಕೆ ಹೋಗೋದಕ್ಕೆ ಮೊದಲು ನಮ್ಮ ಭೂಲೋಕದಲ್ಲಿ ಇರುವಂತಹ ವೃಂದಾವನದಲ್ಲಿ ನೀವು ಮೊದಲು ಜನನ ಪಡ್ಕೊಂಡು ಆಮೇಲೆ ಅಲ್ಲಿಗೆ ಹೋಗಬೇಕಾಗತ್ತೆ.
ವಾಯ್?
ಯಾಕೆ?
So suppose you did everything perfectly living in the city of Bangalore.
ನೀವು ಬೆಂಗಳೂರು ಅಂತ ಒಂದು ಮಹಾನಗರದಲ್ಲಿ ಎಲ್ಲ ನೀವು ನಡವಳಿಕೆ ಎಲ್ಲ ತುಂಬಾ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿದೆ ಅನ್ಕೊಳ್ಳಿ.
As a devotee, ನೀವು
ಭಕ್ತರಾಗಿ ಎಲ್ಲಾನು ನಿಮ್ ಎಲ್ಲಾನು ಸೌಕರ್ಯ ಸರಿಯಾಗಿದೆ ಅಂತ ತಿಳ್ಕೊಳ್ಳಿ.
Could you go to Goloka Vrindavan?
ನೀವು ಗೋಲೋಕ ವೃಂದಾವನಕ್ಕೆ ಹೋಗ್ಬಿಡ್ಬೋದಾ? ನೀವು
no,
ಸಾಧ್ಯ ಇಲ್ಲ.
How many of you ladies know how to carry water pot on your head?
ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಇರುವಂತ ತಾಯಂದ್ರು ಎಷ್ಟು ಜನ ನೀವು ತಲೆ ಮೇಲೆ ನೀವು ನೀರಿನ ಮಡಕೆಯನ್ನು ಹೊತ್ಕೊಂಡು ಹೋಗ್ತೀರಿ ಅಂತ
ಹೇಳಿ. When was the last time you milked the cow? Do you even know which end of the cow you're supposed to milk? So training is required. So therefore, they take birth in Gokula Vrindavan. They get trained up how to behave so that when you go to Goloka Vrindavan, people know that you know what to do right. You know, like the ladies know how to carry water pots on their head, though they don't, you know, and they know which end of the cow you're supposed to milk.
ಅದಕ್ಕೋಸ್ಕರ ನಾವು ಮೊದಲು ಗೋಕುಲ ವೃಂದಾವನದಲ್ಲಿ ಜನ್ಮ ಪಡ್ಕೊಂಡು ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಹಸುವಿನ ಹಾಲೇ ಕರೆಯೋದು, ನೀರಿನ ಮಡಕೆ ಗಡಿಗೆ ತಗೊಂಡು ಹೋಗೋದು ಅಂತೆಲ್ಲ ತಿಳ್ಕೊಂಡು ಆಮೇಲೆ ನಮಗೆ ಗೋಲೋಕ ವೃಂದಾವನಕ್ಕೆ ಪ್ರವೇಶ ಸಾಧ್ಯ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ.
iPad not allowed there. You don't have iPad. No iPad.
ಅಲ್ಲಿ iPad ಅನ್ನೋ ಏನು ಇಲ್ಲ.
Corporate cultures, forget that. You have to have Gokula Vrindavan culture.
Corporate samskrutiyana neevu marthudi, Vrindavan samskrutiyana naavu kalthukondu.
That's a completely different mindset. So it requires training. So this whole process of Pancharatrika Agama is training us how to do it. Now Pancharatrika Agama is not just for doing the puja. Anybody who comes to the temple, they are also worshipping the deity. Not just a pujari on the altar.
ಪಂಚರಾತ್ರಿ ಈ ಎಲ್ಲದಕ್ಕೂ ಒಂದು ತರಬೇತಿ ಕೊಡೋದು, ಇದು ಬರೀ ಒಂದು ಪೂಜೆ ಮಾಡೋದು ಹೇಗೆ ಅಂತ ಅಷ್ಟಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ ಪೂಜೆ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ.
So this is how we progress, this is how we transform our consciousness, this is how we wake up from the deep sleep of Maya that we are in.
ಹೀಗೆ ನಾವು ದೀರ್ಘವಾದ ಒಂದು ನಿದ್ರೆಯಿಂದ ನಾವು ಎಚ್ಚೆತ್ಕೋಬೇಕು, ನಮ್ಮ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞೆಯನ್ನು ನಾವು ಶುಚಿ ಪಡಿಸ್ಕೋಬೇಕು.
When you look in the mirror, what do you see?
ನೀವು ಕನ್ನಡಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ನೋಡಿಕೊಂಡಾಗ ನೀವು ಏನನ್ನ ನೀವು ನೋಡ್ತೀರಿ?
Tell me, what do you see? You see your body? Or do you see your body or do you see your prison? We call it a body, but actually it's a prison.
ನಮ್ಮ ದೇಹ ಅನ್ನೋದು ಇದೊಂದು ಬಂಧನ ಇರೋ ಆ ರೀತಿ ಕಾಣಬೇಕು ನಮಗೆ.
ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಿಸನ್.
ಅದು ಬಂಧನ, ಅದು ದೇಹ.
ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪನಿಶ್ಮೆಂಟ್.
ಅದು ನಮಗೆ ಕೊಟ್ಟಿರುವಂತಹ ಶಿಕ್ಷೆ.
ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಅಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫಿಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ.
ಈ ಒಂದು ಹಂತದಲ್ಲಿ ನಾವು ಕೃಷ್ಣನ ಒಂದು ಸಾಂಗತ್ಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಇರೋದಕ್ಕೆ ಸಾಧ್ಯ ಇಲ್ಲ.
That's why Krishna says in the Gita that I only expose myself to those who are my devotees.
ಅದಕ್ಕೋಸ್ಕರ ಭಗವದ್ ಗೀತೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹೇಳ್ತಾನೆ, ನನ್ನ ಭಕ್ತರಿಗಷ್ಟೇ ನಾನು ನನ್ನ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ನಾನು ಅರಿವು ಕೊಡ್ತೀನಿ ಅಂತ
ಹೇಳಿ. We were to show up in Goloka Vrindavan, we would create such a scandal.
ನಾವು ಗೋಲೋಕ ವೃಂದಾವನಕ್ಕೆ ಈ ಹಂತದಲ್ಲಿ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರವೇಶ ಸಿಗೋದಿಲ್ಲ ನಮಗೆ.
We would be such a disturbance.
ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಹೋದ್ರೆ ನಾವು ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದು ತೊಂದರೆ ಆಗ್ಬಿಡ್ತೀವಿ ಅಲ್ಲಿನ ಜನಗಳಿಗೆ.
That's why we have to stay here. for now.
That's why Krishna says,
Bahu Janmanam Ante. But this is the process of how to get out of this world, how to escape the prison. Training us up how to get out. So a temple is like a airport. It has what's on the top of the temple? What is it? No, it's called Vimana. Vimana, right? It's called a Vimana. And what's a Vimana? A Vimana is an aircraft. But the aircraft is not going to Goa. It's not going to Delhi. It's not going to any place in the material world. It depends which ticket you buy. You bought a ticket to Vaikuntha, or maybe you bought a ticket to Ayodhya, or maybe you bought a ticket to Dwarka, or maybe you bought a ticket to Goloka Vrindavan. In Vaikuntha there are so many lokas there. There's no furnishing. There's millions and millions of them. But that Vimana is only going to those destinations. So when we pass a security check, then we can get onto the Vimana.
Security check na ad nantarane naavu Vimana vagara pravesha.
Krishna has his security check.
Krishna nu itkondidane security.
But at least you have to first go to the airport. At least we're at the airport, right? So in the home we can also have temple. So in Pancharatrika Agama it explains that that in Pancharatra, unlike in Varna Ashram where only Brahmins can do or the Dvijas can do worship. And in Pancharatrika, even Shudras and women can do worship. There's no material qualification. It is beyond any material qualification. Because Varna Ashram is all material.
Pancharatrika vidhiyalli mahiti ide. Idralli bari brahmana athava dvijara ashtey alla. Shudraru matte striyaru kuda illi aaradhaneyanna maadabodu anta heli Pancharatrika vidhiyalli ide.
There is no material distinction. You don't even have to be a human being. Hanuman is not a human being.
Hanumanta manushyanagirilla.
Garuda is not a human being.
Garuda manushyanagirilla.
You know, it's open to everybody. Who is that elephant? What was the name of that elephant? Gajendra. He was not a human being.
Gajendra ane kudanu manushyanagirilla.
So it only depends upon your willingness to surrender to Krishna, to submit, you know, as I was, for those who didn't come, who came a little late. Pancharatra means we have on our forehead the footprint of our owner. We are branded with his names. We are called his slave. And we worship the image of our owner and with the mantras of his names.
Pancharatra vidhi antandre, ane mele namma malikana padagalu. Malikana hesaru namma dehada mele chinne hakkondiruvantaddu matte bhagavan malikana ondu vigraha namage kollagutte adanna naavu pooje maduvantaddu matte adanna ee ella vidhi pancharatrika vidhiyallide.
So it's very auspicious for persons to either worship, to regularly go to the temple and worship. If they're too far, then they should set up in their home. Who is not married here except for children? everybody is married, right? Unless they are children. So that means you're grihastas, correct? So if in Varna Ashram, that means Grihastha Ashram.
ವರ್ಣಾಶ್ರಮ ಅಂತಂದ್ರೆ ಅದು ಗೃಹಸ್ಥ ಆಶ್ರಮ.
ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವರ್ಣ ಆಶ್ರಮ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥ ಆಶ್ರಮ.
ಇದು ವರ್ಣ ಮತ್ತೆ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ.
That means it is the husband's ashram.
ಇದು ಪತಿಯ ಒಂದು ಆಶ್ರಮ.
And the wife is his student.
ಇದರಲ್ಲಿ ಪತ್ನಿ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ವಿದ್ಯಾರ್ಥಿ.
We're speaking about, that's the fact. This is according to Shastra.
ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರದ ಪ್ರಕಾರ ಮಾತಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದೀನಿ.
Because for men, when they become vegan, they have upanayana.
ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಪುರುಷರಿಗೆ ಉಪನಯನ ಅಂತೇಳಿ ಒಂದು ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರ ಇದೆ.
But for women, there is no upanayana. For her, there is vivaha.
ಸ್ತ್ರೀಯರಿಗೆ ಯಾವುದೇ ರೀತಿಯ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರ ಇಲ್ಲ, ಒಂದೇ ಇರುವಂತದ್ದು ಅಂದ್ರೆ ವಿವಾಹ.
And at that time of the marriage, the husband gets a second pavitra.
ವಿವಾಹ ಸಂದರ್ಭದಲ್ಲಿ ಪತಿಗೆ ಒಂದು ದಾರವನ್ನು ಕೊಡಲಾಗುತ್ತೆ.
You see, married Brahmins have they got 6 threads, 3 for them and 3 for the wife.
ಮದುವೆ ಆಗಿರುವಂತಹ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣರಿಗೆ 6 ದಾರಗಳಿರ್ತವೆ, 3 ಗಂಡನಿಗೆ 3 ಹೆಂಡತಿಗೆ.
So it is an ashram, it's not. So then in an ashram means spiritual activities are being conducted.
Andre idu ashrama, ashrama antandre idralli adhyatmikavadanta karyagalu nadiyuvanta ondu sthala.
So if you don't have spiritual activities going on in your ashram, it's not an ashram, is it?
Adhyatmika chatuvatikalu nadide idre nimma mane adu ashrama alla.
That's why they are not called grihasthas, then they're called grihamedis.
ಈಗೇನಾದ್ರೂ ಇದ್ರೆ ನಿಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಗೃಹಸ್ಥರು ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಬೇಕಾಗುದಿಲ್ಲ, ಗೃಹಮೇದಿ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಬೇಕು.
So some you should be having a program of spiritual activities in your home.
ಆಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮಿಕವಾದಂತ ಇಂತ ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮಗಳು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಮನೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಇರಬೇಕು.
That's called a grihastha ashram.
ಆಗಿದ್ರೆ ಮಾತ್ರ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಮನೆಯನ್ನು ಗೃಹಸ್ಥ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾರೆ.
That could be a whole another lecture. We won't get into that. That could be a whole series of lectures. But for now, the whole point is that we make Krishna the center.
ಮುಖ್ಯವಾಗಿ ಏನಂತಂದ್ರೆ ಒಟ್ಟಾರೆ ಪ್ರಭುಜಿ ಹೇಳ್ತಿದ್ದಾರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಮ್ಮ ಜೀವನದ ಕೇಂದ್ರ ಬಿಂದು ಆಗಿರಬೇಕು ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿ ಪ್ರಭುಜಿ ಹೇಳ್ತಿದ್ದಾರೆ.
So how much we can end now? Yeah. Before anybody have any questions, comments?
ಪ್ರಶ್ನೆ ಇದೆಯಾ ಅಥವಾ ಯಾರಾದರೂ ಟೀಕೆ
ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ? No question? No. All right then. Thank you very much. That means everybody understood. So we'll be invited to your Brahmotsava in the near future, right? of your deities. For those of you who are initiated. Okay. I never tried this before.